Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Monday, 15th of January, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on January 15, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 69 points. In the previous trading session, the benchmark indices ended at a new record high closing, with the BSE Sensex rising to 72,568 levels, while the Nifty 50 surged above 21,800 levels. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to see an immediate resistance at 21,914 levels, while on the lower side, it can take a support at 21,765 levels. Some of the top stocks to watch in today's trading session are HCL Tech, after the IT major reported a standout performance in the December quarter as revenue climbed 6% and net profit surged over 13%. Wipro too will grab some limelight after the company saw net profit rising by over 1%, but revenue was down 1% in Q3. Thirdly, shares of Tata Consumer Products will gain focus after the FMCG major agreed to buy Capital Foods and Fab India-backed Organic India in two separate deals valued at about 7,000 crore rupees as it expands its portfolio of high-margin businesses. Fourthly, Adani Enterprises. It will see some action in trade after unit Adani New Industries received a letter of award to set up a manufacturing capacity for electrolyzers. And lastly, Century Plyboards will see some action in trade today after the company's newly set up laminate unit started its commercial production. So do watch out for these names. On the macro front, investors will watch out wholesale price inflation data today. Earlier, we saw retail inflation for December rise to a four-month high of 5.7%, but the number remained within the RBI's tolerance band of 2-6%. Now shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. On Friday, the US markets ended lower as traders passed through the first batch of fourth quarter earnings and digested the second in a pair of closely watched inflation reports. Meanwhile, Asia-Pacific markets largely fell this morning after Taiwanese voters handed the Democratic Progressive Party another presidential victory, delivering the ruling party an unprecedented third straight presidential term. In Australia, the S&P 200 index kick-started the week 0.1% lower. Japan's Nikkei 225 continued its record-breaking run, with the index up marginally, while the topics also touched new highs, gaining 0.3%. South Korea's Kospi was also trading just above the flat line, but the small-cap KOSDAQ fell 0.1%. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have VK Vijayakumar of Geojit Financial Services talking about factors that will drive the markets this week. Let's listen in.
The broad consensus in the market at the beginning of this year was that large caps will outperform the mid and small caps in 2024. This view has started playing out with the recent outperformance of large caps, particularly in the IT segment. The Q3 results of most large cap IT companies were in line or slightly above expectations. Nothing very positive in the results, but the management commentary is slightly optimistic. HCL Tech has posted standout exceptional performance, beating street expectations on profitability by a wide margin. The stock market verdict in response to the IT results is that the worst is over for the IT sector. And the expected margin expansion in the coming quarters will drive the earnings in the quarters to come. Reliance, which has been an underperformer, has started performing, supported by positive news of the commissioning of the Dhirubhai Ambani Green Energy Complex in Jamnagar in the second half of 2024. resilience in Reliance Industries and the IT stocks will impart strength to the market this week. There will be a lot of stock-specific action in response to the results. January normally sees market moves in response to budget expectations. But this time, this is unlikely since the finance minister has already stated that there won't be any big announcements. It will be more like a vote on account. An important data which will influence the market moves in the coming days will be the macro data from the US. Indications on the timing of the rate cuts by the Fed and the quantum of the rate cuts will be keenly watched by the market.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.